And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and the program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Today, I want to talk about, about why people have so many health problems. Why do people have so many health problems? Doesn't make any sense. We live in America right now. We live in the amid plenty of wonderful medical care and wonderful food and wonderful exercise gyms and everything. Okay, so what's going on? Well, it is both obvious and not obvious. It's both crude, crudely obvious, and it's very subtle. So I want to quickly run through some of the obvious things, and then talk the more subtle ones, because the subtler ones, or the more subtle ones, are the ones that I would do you the most good. So let's talk about why people have so many health problems from a spiritual perspective. Okay, the spiritual side of health. Let's talk about that. Okay, so what is health then? Well, health is what you see when you have a little child who leaps from bed in the morning and runs barefoot over the carpet for a day of discovery. Spontaneous, full of love, full of joy, and seeking a day of wonderful adventure, enjoying discovering many things on God's great green earth. Okay? That's health. And then at the end of the day, the child sleeps the sweet sleep of innocence, okay? And the next morning wakes up fresh, with fresh eyes, okay? No baggage from yesterday, and for another day of discovery, okay? But what about the average person now? The average person who, is 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 years old. You know, I'm in my 60s now, so I'm getting up there. Why aren't we leaping from the bed in the morning, filled with zest and looking forward to a day of discovery? Okay, I sort of do that, although I can't leap from the bed anymore. I have to take time to gather myself. I had to laugh. I was listening to a preacher on the radio, and he was saying how he takes time to gather himself. Okay, well. Yeah, that's a good way of describing it, okay? But then after I gather myself, then I go forth on a day of discovery. So many wonderful things to discover. I write my books, I research, and just many, many wonderful things. And I love studying electromagnetism, for example. I just love it. And I love health topics. And I love, of course, religious and spiritual topics and meditation. So I there are not enough hours in the day to discover all the wonderful things that I want to discover, okay? Well, people are supposed to be filled with joy and zest and happiness. And you saw some of that in America. You saw some happiness and joy in America. People used to whistle. Remember how people would whistle when they worked? People were happy, okay? When? 1950s maybe? Early 60s? And then things started to go south, big time. So what's the problem now with people? Okay, first of all, well, people are not people are full of what? Dread, worry, anxiety, unhappiness. What's this all about? And how about chronic diseases? Not good, okay? So let's talk about that as soon as we take this very, very important break for a message. got a comment or a question? Send your comments or a question to talktoapastor@yahoo.com.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Did you know that I take prayer requests? Send me an email with your prayer request to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The program is called Talk to a Pastor, and I'm your host. My name is Pastor Roland. So we're talking about health, and I said I want to just quickly run through some of the obvious reasons why people's health is not so good: emotional health, physical health, spiritual health, and then maybe talk about some of the more subtle aspects. But actually, it's the subtle ones that are the most important. But let's get started, okay? So what's wrong? Well, we are being exploited, okay? We are being exploited. You know, it's just unbelievable how much we're being exploited. For example, genetically modified food. See, being hoisted, these awful, what do they call it, Frankenfood? Genetically modified organisms are being hoisted upon us. See? And it's hidden. See, it's hidden. For example, many of us know that if you go to the store and you look for the PLU number on fruit and vegetables, if it starts with a 9, then it means organic, hopefully. At least it's supposed to be organic, okay? Which means it's not genetically modified organisms. 3 or 4, that's what most of the vegetables and fruit are. And then an 8, if it says 8, if it begins with an 8, that means genetically modified. Okay, but you never see 8. Never, 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 never. But why? Because they know. They know that if it said 8, start with an 8, people wouldn't want to buy it if it was obviously genetically modified. So what do? It's hidden. Genetically modified food is hidden in PLU 3 or 4. But the average food that you get off the shelf, all your processed foods and your frozen foods and your processed boxed foods and canned, you know, all that stuff, a lot of it is genetically modified. Can't be good, okay? So we're being exploited. Why would they want to hoist this upon us? I don't know. I guess that way they can. Well, of course we're being exploited. The idea is that they can make their seeds, their special GMO seeds that they can sell to the farmer. So instead of being free, he has to get charged every year to buy more. Okay, well, you know, that sort of thing. And then they can use more pesticides, so they can sell more pesticides. That's the idea. More and more pesticides with these genetically modified Frankenfood vegetables and fruits that they can spray more heavily with pesticides because the Frankenfood foods are more resistant to the horrible pesticides. So there's more pesticides on the fruit vegetables, see? So there you are. So you're eating genetically modified food that's covered with pesticides and fungicides and everything else. So that can't be good. Okay, and then of course, what's the other thing then? The high fructose corn syrup, not good. Aspartame, see, not good. MSG, monosodium glutamate, okay? And what do they put that in for? Well, because it tricks you into being more hungry. It tricks your brain into thinking that the food is tastier. See, and so it's tastier, and then the MSG makes you hungrier, or the what do you call that? Not the MSG, but the other one, aspartame. That's it. So you get hungrier, and then tricked into eating more. So we're being exploited. See, exploited. So I could just go down the long list of exploitations, the vaccines. See, friend of mine, or an acquaintance of mine actually, his grandson was born. He was so happy. His grandson was born in the hospital. Well, what? Lo and behold, they give the newborn a hepatitis B vaccine, and then the little child developed brain seizures. Okay. So, of course, they're not going to tell him that was why, but it's just not good. See, so we're being exploited, okay? So you look at people now, look at how heavy they are. Something's wrong. And it's not just that we're not getting enough exercise and we're watching too much TV, because when I was a little kid, the kids were sitting around watching TV all the time. But something has changed. See, the food, and we're being exploited. And lied to, and deceived, and used, okay, because of greed. Need someone to pray for you? Send me an email with your prayer request to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine, Znamik. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. So we're talking about why people are so unhealthy nowadays. I've mentioned a couple of things. We're being exploited. We're being lied to because of greed. See? And the whole energy thing too, with these new bulbs that they have, these curly bulbs that are filled with mercury. Did you know that? Did you know they're filled with mercury? If one of them breaks, you practically have to call the what do you call that? The teams that come out to deal with hazardous materials. See, they don't tell you that. See, and the whole scam of the solar industry. I'm sure you've read in the paper and heard on the radio about some of these companies that were given millions and billions, and it just all kind of disappeared, and then they folded up. See, and now you have this global warming or climate change scam, which is, it's a lie. The whole global warming thing is the biggest lie, scientific lie of history. But it's just a lie. It's just a lie. But why are people falling for it? Why are people falling for one after another exploitation? You could say, well, it's because they're evil and the because of greed. Okay, it's man's inhumanity to man, exploitation. But there's another reason, and the other reason is because we lack wisdom, we lack understanding. See, if you had wisdom, if you had understanding, you'd be able to see through so many of the bad things. see, and just not eat them, not go for them, not buy them. Now it's all about taking drugs. Everything is take a drug, take a drug, take a drug, take a drug. Okay? So what's that all about? But why do we fall for it? Well, it's because we lack knowledge. So you see from the very top, you have the ones at the top, and then all the way down to the salesman who's out there, or the saleswoman who's pushing, let's see if we can push this antipsychotic medication here. Let's see if we can find another use for it. Maybe we can find some use where then it can be sold for children. See, did you know they're actually giving epileptic medication, antipsychotic medication for little tiny children? Did you know that? So, you know, it's awful. You're giving Ritalin stimulants to children. And so from the top to the bottom, all the way from the doctor who prescribes it to the salesman who sells it to the, see, everybody doing their little piece of their little bit of exploitation. The information about such things is readily available. They could see if they had a heart, if they had love, if they had understanding, if they made principle more important than, see, there's a lot of nice people around who decide they don't want to sell antipsychotics to give to little children, and they don't want to exploit people with MSG and aspartame and genetically modified food and pesticides. And see, so they do something different. Maybe they work for a nice organic food company, or they become a doctor that combines, you know, that integrates, that has a more humane, a more thoughtful approach to helping people. See, so it's possible. Okay, maybe you won't make quite as much money. See, but then you save your soul. See, this country's going to have much to account for. And the people who do their little bit, who do their little song and dance to sell such, to hoist something upon someone that is not good for that person, see, and take advantage of the person's lack of knowledge, for example, then each of them will have to pay in this life or the next. Okay? So what we have to do is stop lying to each other. Okay? Stop fooling each other. Okay? The Dalai Lama said, please help the people. And he said, if you can't help the people, then please don't hurt them. Got a comment or a question? Send your comments or question to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Got a suggestion for a program? Send me an email at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Roland. So why is it that we are so exploitable? Why is it that we can't see through deception? Well, we need to wake up. Why is it that you can't see the exploitation? Why can't you see that you're being fooled, lied to? How about this whole business of promiscuous sex, for example? Look at the burgeoning or the growth in the STDs. See? Look at that. And look at the breakdown of the family. See, all these things, somebody's behind it. It serves their purposes somehow. It serves their purposes. So what happens is two things. Number one, there are a lot of people who just have, they don't have a love of, see, God, there's somewhere in the Bible that said that because they lacked a love of truth, see, God gave them up to deceptions, delusions. He gave them up to delusions. So if you have no love of truth, then you can be easily deceived. Now, some people do love the truth, but what happens is that they become upset by it. They become so upset by it that they end up shutting down. They just can't bear the horror, see, of what they see. They don't know what to do about it, so they just shut down. So they just don't want to hear it anymore. They cover their ears or they pretend they don't see it. See, they don't want to know. See, we don't want to know. People don't want to know. People do. See, that's, for example, like with the abortions. See, if the mommy goes into the facility and then the mommy gets to see an ultrasound of her little tiny baby, and there she can see her little baby, see, and hear the little baby's beating heart. Okay. Then she's less likely to go ahead and have the abortion. Okay, she's less likely. Okay, so that's why they don't want her to see have the ultrasound. They don't want her to know about her little baby. Okay, because it's in their interest for people not to know. They want to keep it all hushed up. See. Like that terrible, the thing at Penn State. What was that? You had that football team there, and some guy was doing horrible things. Nobody said anything. It was all hushed up. Okay, so don't rock the boat. Peace. See, don't make waves. Don't make people uncomfortable. See, because the truth makes people uncomfortable. But how grateful we are if we become uncomfortable, see the truth, and then we flee from the horror, and then we're safe. See, we're safe and our family is safe. You see? All right. So that's why you need to wake up. So why don't you have the information? Why don't you have wisdom? Why are you deceived? Because if you have a love of truth, okay, so that you must learn not to try to fight with resentment. See, that's been your problem. You become resentful. You see injustice, you resent it. You see phoniness, you resent it. And be careful that it doesn't end up serving your ego. See, it's very subtle. It can actually serve you. You can get a high from judging people, judging their phoniness, their heartlessness. See, wasn't it Gandhi that said what the thing that it was? Did he say it was the heartlessness of the rich that was the thing that bothered him the most? I can't remember, but when you see people's heartlessness, their sheer lack of love and understanding, it's not a pretty thing to see. But you must learn not to resent them. See, don't resent them. See, because if you resent and become angry and resent, you defeat yourself. You shut down, or else you implode, or, see, you have a heart attack from the stress. See what I mean? So you have to learn to be able to see the error. See it clearly. See that it's error. Don't be confused about what you see. You see the error, but you don't resent it. And you simply then do what is wise or what is right. See? So you go to the store. There's the thing that looks good. See, you do a little bit of reading of the label, and you see that there's some things in it that aren't good. So you don't buy it. Even though it looks good, you don't buy it. Instead, you buy the healthier one, see? Well, so you have to be able to see through the deception. Okay, so so you need to wake up. That's basically what you need to do. And I can't think of something that will help you more than the little meditation that we have here. Got a prayer request? Send your prayer requests to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I barely even scratched the surface. Nevertheless, it was a good program. I have to say goodbye to the folks in Florida at this time. Folks in Florida only get 15 minutes, so if you're in Florida, what you need to do is go to talktoapastor.org and go to the radio archives there, and you can listen to the whole program, which is half an hour, okay? And you can all do that, actually. And please send me an email. I love getting comments and questions, suggestions for programs at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. And so, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.